7:52, back on the Steve Cochran Show. Mayor Rahm Emanuel is showing me pictures from his fishing trip. That is a big fish. What is that?
What is that?
Yeah, I can't tell from the picture.
It's a brown rainbow.
And how big?
Brown trout. And a how big? That's 18.
Did you eat it?
No, it's catch and release.
It depends on where you are.
Clearly. Yeah. I have some Asian carp if you want to do
that. Yeah, right. I bet you do. Have you ever gutted a fish?
Huh?
Have you ever gutted a fish? I mean, I know you've gutted a fish politically.
Yes, I have gutted a fish.
But not talking about politics. I mean, actually,
I've also
gutting
sent
a fish.
Dead fish.
Yes.
I've done it all. Yeah. I've gutted it. I sent dead fish.
All right, before we get into some pertinent issues, I got this for you over Hanukkah, and you haven't been around much because you've been kind of busy. Mench on a Bench.
Yeah, is this
from the people that brought you Santa, what is it, Elf on a Shelf.
Elf on a Shelf, yep.
Mench on a Bench.
Mm-hmm. I can use this as my kind of image of what Hanukkah Harry looks like.
It could be good.
Yeah.
It could be.
Is this for the first night or the last night? How many nights are there?
There's still eight.
There's still eight. Yeah, so you have some more gifts to go?
Yeah, well, probably.
Do I have any guilt?
But
is there guilt at the
bottom? Of course you do. Are you kidding? But what I'd like to see is an awkward photo op, like the Steve Bannon photo op where the dry erase board was behind him and the mensch is overlooking your shoulder.
Yeah.
So, anyway, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You made a lot of news talking about tough decisions for the schools.
Yeah.
I suggested one of the tough decisions to save money would be you get rid of either Dave or Andrea or Mary, because everybody's got to contribute here in the city.
Yeah. That was not our way of doing it, but that we'll put that under the microscope for a second.
I'm the biggest city patriot. I noticed
how you,
you
kind of left one name out.
Somebody's got to fly the plane.
Right.
You're referring this to an aviation cockpit here?
It's just kind of scary, really, when you think about it, isn't it?
Yeah, and look, the pilot.
Let me, on a serious note, look. Over the last 5-6 years, we have done tremendous things. Our graduation rate is triple the national average.
Right.
We now match the United States of kids going to college and community colleges.
So why screw the momentum up, right?
And, well, there's two books. They were both messed up when I walked in. One was the book the kids read. The other one is the financial book. First book we got it took care of was make sure our kids are learning and excelling. They're leading the country in math gains and reading gains. The second book is the finances. Those were inherited decisions and that were made. But also, Illinois is dead last in funding education, and to add insult to injury, they don't even pay their bills when they're supposed to pay them, even though they're very low. And the problem is the state of Illinois, which has a constitutional responsibility to fund public education, literally we're below Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana when it comes to funding education.
And it's $500 million plus?
Yes, when you take back bills that have been accumulating over the year of literally what happens in Springfield, they pose for holy pictures. Here's what we did, and then they never pay the bills because you have to have the courage to be honest with people. It does take revenue.
It takes revenue, and it takes both parties.
Yes, but the fact is, look, Steve, I've helped negotiate for President Clinton a balanced budget.
Right.
I've introduced as mayor, all the tough decisions associated with that, 6 budgets that are balanced, and have every year cut the budget and balanced it and made the tough decisions.
It's not breaking down DNA. It can be done.
Yes, but you have to have leader. I've been in the legislative branch as a congressman. If the president or the mayor or the governor do not lead by saying, okay, here is the decisions, this is where, and then work off that document. The governor's never introduced in 22 months a balanced budget. He's never introduced a budget. That is an abdication of responsibilities that comes with being. Harry Truman did not say the buck stops here, and if you don't like it, go see Sam Rayburn. Okay?
Right.
He took responsibility.
The buck stops in the hallway?
Yeah. Down the hall.
Yeah, down the hall to the left, the smaller office.
That's what a chief executive does. In the same way that you just decided that Mary had to go. I think that was wrong. And I, as a chief executive, I think that was wrong. And I stood up for Mary. But, you made a decision. Okay? You'll live by that.
All right. So,
Mr. Pilot.
Uh-huh.
Mr.
So, should
I
want to
know what airline you're working for?
Spirit. You've seen their problems. Yeah, clearly. So, at this point, should the governor take what's on the table and work for more later from his side?
Look, I think, here's how I negotiate. Tell me what are your must wins. I'll tell you my must wins.
Yeah, that's the answer.
Okay, look, I have, for President Clinton, did the crime bill, the assault weapon ban, balanced budget, welfare reform. President Obama did his stimulus bill,
right,
and health care and financial reform. 6 balanced budgets here.
Right.
Okay.
It's doable.
It's first of all, it's within reach. You got to make the doable the goal, not the desirable.
Okay,
and you cannot make the perfect the enemy of the good, and you have to be able to, when somebody says yes, you got to be able to take yes for an answer.
So the governor.
And the bigger problem, Steve, I'm sorry. You're the governor. Introduce a budget, say, these are my priorities, these are my choices. And then people can work off a document. But if you don't do that, it is a dereliction of duty. Now, the one other thing, you know, today, I want to tell you, for everybody in this room, because we've always talked about it, this is the beginning of the farmers markets around Chicago.
Mark, before you get to that, though, yep. I don't want to break our stride here, because I got one more thing
for
you.
Sure.
The governor told me 30 minutes ago on the air
that
Mike Madigan has consistently told him, I don't want any changes, I just want more tax money.
That's just, first of all, look.
Do you believe he's lying?
I don't think he's telling the truth. Lying is a big word.
I love the politics split on that. You're not the only one that does it, obviously.
No, it's not. Wait, first of all, I know that's not true. I know what Mike Madigan has said. And let me give one fact for Mike Madigan.
Okay.
Worked on 30 budgets, 18 of them with Republican governors. The majority of the budgets he's passed is with Republican governors. That's just not accurate. And Mike Madigan has been very clear about where he is on any part of the governor's agenda, things that he will work on and things that he won't.
I know he hasn't been clear to the public. You provide access. The governor provides access. One of the reasons the public's confused by this is because Madigan doesn't.
Well, okay. So take that. All right. Penalty for Mike Madigan, 2 yards. I mean, who cares
about your scoring?
No, but okay, well, make it 10. I don't really care. It's not about access. It is about, are you ready to sit down? Here's my view. Roll up your sleeves and find a compromise for the better good. And you can... I understand the governor wants to blame everybody. I want him to just take 1 minute, look in the mirror and say, why did Bruce Rauner not introduce ever in his 22 months a balanced budget?
I'm not letting the governor off the hook, but I'm not letting Madigan off the hook either.
Fine.
And if we get something from Cullerton through the Senate, will it get through the House?
I think it will make the right choices and the House will take the thing. You have to lead. Look, let me say something to you. In 6 budgets.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't introduce a budget in 1 week, do you think you'd be blaming the city council, or you'd be blaming me?
This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
WGN Chicago.
720 WGN.
Just got a couple of minutes left with Mayor Emanuel. I want to get Andrea and Eric in here. Andrea, say hi to them.
Mayor, good morning. I want to ask you about the Riverwalk project. It's underway. It's going to be awesome, mainly up toward Finkel and Sons, but stretching across a huge portion of that North Branch.
Well, the first in the city, May 20th, is official opening of the Riverwalk. That has really done tremendous things. You can see it out here, people rediscovering the river. And then on the North Branch, 2 great things. Not only are we going to open up the river and build parks along the river and open space and really enjoy that, but it will produce the resources so we can invest in manufacturing parts of the city. And today we're announcing a new 300 jobs of manufacturing coming into the city. A month ago, same area, we announced another 200 jobs of manufacturing, first rail car built in Chicago since the Pullman.
Kind of cool. What's the new company? I know you want to say it later, but I was going to say it now.
Flexingate.
That's good.
It's an auto parts manufacturer. And it's
the owner of the Jags.
Yeah,
from
Mr. Khan,
who's been.
I met with him about 2 months ago when I was down at U of I, had breakfast, and with those series of things over the time. But this is a great investment for the city and 300 manufacturing jobs coming back.
Eric, say hi to the mayor.
How are you, Mayor?
I'm good. You?
I'm great. I had a question. You've been involved at both ends of the ACA Act. Mm-hmm. Were you surprised that the impact that the House bill that Trump cared that they passed on Illinois, that the governor was not more outspoken on the impact hundreds of thousands of people are going to lose care, people are going to get sicker? Were you surprised that the governor didn't speak out on it?
No, I'm not surprised. The governor hasn't presented a balanced budget in 22 months, and he's not going to speak out and find his voice on behalf of those people who are about to lose their health care. Doesn't surprise me. I think it's wrong. Look, my dad's a pediatrician. My mother's a nurse. It's a fundamental for people, which is why I worked for President Clinton getting kid care. You have people now finally getting health care coverage, getting not only health care coverage, getting improvement in their health care, and they're about to lose it. And whatever you want to say, party-wise, that is a big loss for the state of Illinois. Now that bill will be put on all our hospitals, which the state aren't paying anyway. They're going to have to deal with uncompensated care, and that's going to be dangerous because people are going to use the emergency room as primary care.
The Senate bill is going to look a lot different, right?
It's totally, if they get to it.
They'll put it off till the fall, at least.
No, Steve, do not underestimate how much firing the FBI is going to turn the legislative branch into knots. And if you look at health care, you look at taxes, you look at all this other stuff, I would just say there are going to be repercussions on the FBI director way beyond just the FBI, because Congress is a one-ball juggler. They can only handle one thing. And this is now going to be like third-grade soccer. They're all going
to
run.
They all run to the ball.
And so their health care, taxes, infrastructure, watch it. It's now going to go.
The visual's funny, though.
Those things are going to go to slow motion.
Right.
And then there will be all this energy around this thing called Russia. The very thing he wanted to stymie is now going to mushroom into a and blossom and with a lot of smell associated with it. Mark my words.
So, Mayor, you think that the legislative agenda that Trump may want is dead?
The first casualty for the FBI director and what happened will be Trump's rest of his legislative agenda. Congress, every legislative branch has to be led. This is what I talked about when I talked about the governor. They have to be led. They cannot lead. And mark my words now, they're one-ball jugglers, and the first casualty will not just be the integrity of the FBI and the criminal justice system, it will be the rest of the legislative agenda.
We could get them all T-shirts, one-ball jugglers.
Right.
Yeah.
Tell me about
and
that.
And that's on a good day.
Well, it is now. It is now, for sure.
I want to make one offer for you.
Oh, for me?
Yes. Today is the kickoff of our farmers markets across
Yeah.
Now, I told Amy I was coming here.
Mm-hmm.
Told her about the opening of the farmers market.
She's going to be so excited about the
mix. No, she wants to personally offer you to be your personal shopper with you in hand.
Oh, that'd be great.
To go to the farmers market.
That'd be great.
And learn how to shop and look for food.
Right.
That is good for you, Steve.
That'd be great.
I mean, yes. Because she won't do that with me. No. You will have a special. We're going to like auction this off like for Lurie's Children's Hospital.
For billions.
Yeah, Amy, yes, billions. Yeah. That's what Amy thinks it's worth to help you.
Yes.
Because if not, we have Obamacare to help you on your wellness plan.
You're right. You got
to
keep me alive.
Steve, it's okay.
Because now that everybody else has been fired by you, we want to keep
First Lady for the city of Chicago, Lisa's trying to keep me alive.
Her view is one resident at a time, and she's starting with you.
Right. She knows he likes the grass-fed meat, too.
Yeah, with the kids going off to college, she has to show somebody
like
her
slogan machine. One ball jugglers and one resident at a time.
Yeah.
I like
it. That's right. She's going to take care of you personally and help you learn how to make kale.
Oh,
kale chips.
My dream.
Salads.
Mr. Mayor, I've tried this.
Okay.
It's been a lost cause.
You're not the
with,
first lady of Chicago,
think it's,
are you?
I don't think it's a lost cause. I think maybe it's you. I think Amy can do something.
Well, I think you're probably correct.
I think Amy has enough capacity. Look at me.
He's in the pool every morning at 2 a.m.
I won't get out.
And by the way, not that she threw him in either.
Yeah.
What do you want to tell me about the writers?
There's a new museum. We, about 2 years ago, helped recruit them, and we're going to have the first literary museum in the United States.
I think it's great. The history of great writing here in Chicago, I think it's great.
Not only the great writing in Chicago, it's writers from around the world, but literally if you're, as I am, interested in both nonfiction and fiction and writers, and we have a new museum opening up, and I think it's a great addition culturally. I'm doing this by memory. I think it's the 64th museum in the city of Chicago.
Fantastic.
And then last
Best
question.
Museum, South Shore Revitalization, moving forward. Jackson Park is going to be huge. We saw the new Obama library and everything they're going to be building down there. It's going to be great for that area, too. And Jackson Park, too, with the new golf facility.
Two communities in motion, and then two communities that will get a kickstart. One is Woodlawn. We just announced a new grocery store going there.
That's great.
There's a new athletic center for kids. That's really – people are moving into Woodlawn. Crime is down. Economic opportunities up. Housing is up. That's also true of Bronzeville, where Mariano's came after we put all these investments of public transportation.
That's a great Mariano's, by the way.
Yes, it is. It actually, in 6 weeks it was so profitable, they flipped it.
It's huge.
And then the third, now watch Washington Park and South Shore. As we make these public investments, you're going to see with both new L stations, new park facilities. This summer, XS Tennis, the only tennis facility on the entire Midwest that will have clay courts. 5,000 kids will get daily not only tutoring and mentoring, but also athletic activities.
That's great.
And you watch Washington Park and South Shore follow exactly Bronzeville and Woodlawn in the emergence of a real solid.
And here's the deal.
You guys can finally play golf.
Well, since, that's what I was going to say. Since Amy's going to take me shopping, the least I can do is take you golfing so she has more time to herself.
Yeah. Ready? Never, ever have golfed.
Right, so it's
I've
time.
I've never. No, I'm going. That's Rahm Emanuel, chief of staff, senior advisor, mayor, congressman, father of three. Never golfed. I've written it out.
One of the great things about golf is I can teach you how to curse.
No, I don't need help. I wrote the book. In fact, I could give you an SAT on it.
All right. The mayor was very nice to stay around a little longer, but his decoder ring is going off. All former chiefs of staff have decoder rings. They're trying to get together to find Reince Priebus.
That's right.
They think he's in the same bush that John Spicer was in.
He's in West Virginia. There's a hideout place right there.
Oh, is that the chief of staff?
That's right. National Security.
Can't say it.
I want to thank you for my Hanukkah gift.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Next year, around November.
Yeah.
Okay. Better late than never.
Yeah.
This is very thoughtful.
Well, you're busy.
You think I should give this to Cardinal Supich? Is to say this? Giving me
it's a sign of unity.
Cardinal,
unity of faith.
How come you haven't given me something like this that honors? Yes.
Yes. Yes. Unity of faith. I think it's a good thing.
You think so?
Yeah, I think it. You know, you're always thinking.
Yeah. All right, guys.
All right. We're watching out for you. One Ball Jugglers. Thank you, Mayor Emanuel.